Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. You know that feeling when you're just bombarded with information, deadlines, notifications, and people constantly vying for your attention? It's like being trapped in a whirlwind of urgent stuff. And honestly, who hasn't felt overwhelmed lately? 24/7 news cycles, social media pressure, and the constant hustle, it all adds up. But here's the thing. We can't just ignore our emotions or expect them to magically disappear. They're a part of us, and learning to understand and manage them is crucial for our well-being. That's why today we're diving deep into emotional intelligence, how to become the boss of your feelings instead of letting them run the show. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some touchy-feely stuff, hear me out. Emotional intelligence isn't about becoming a psychic or walking on rainbows. It's about practical skills, tools, and strategies to help you deal with life's ups and downs, the good, the bad, and everything in between. Here are 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your emotional game. 1. Recognize your emotions. First things first, learn to identify what you're actually feeling. Are you stressed, anxious, frustrated, or maybe even just plain bored? It's easy to get caught up in the chaos and lump everything together as bad. But taking a moment to pinpoint specific emotions is like getting your emotional GPS working. It gives you clarity on where you stand. 2. Acknowledge their validity. Ever notice how we sometimes judge our own feelings? Like, I shouldn't be feeling this way, or this is irrational. Well, newsflash, all feelings are valid. They're messengers telling us something about ourselves and our experiences. Don't dismiss them. 3. Find healthy outlets. We can't just bottle up emotions. It's like trying to hold a balloon full of air underwater. Eventually, it's going to burst. Instead, find healthy ways to express and release those feelings. Exercise is a great one. It helps clear your head and burn off stress. Journaling can be super therapeutic too. Or maybe you need some creative time, painting, playing music, whatever gets those emotions flowing constructively. 4. Practice self-compassion. This one's a game changer. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have days where we just feel off. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and care you'd offer a good friend going through something tough. 5. Learn from your emotions. Think of emotions like teachers. They're trying to guide you, even if it doesn't always feel that way. Take a step back when you're feeling overwhelmed and ask yourself, what is this emotion telling me? Is there a lesson here? Understanding the triggers behind your feelings can empower you to make positive changes. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to go wrong? Maybe your coffee spilled, you got stuck in traffic, and then you realized you forgot your lunch. Suddenly, it feels like the world is conspiring against you, right? Well, that's when your emotional intelligence comes into play. Instead of letting those little setbacks snowball into a full-blown meltdown, take a deep breath, acknowledge how you're feeling, maybe frustrated, annoyed, or even just plain tired, and then find a way to reframe the situation. Maybe use that spilled coffee as an excuse to treat yourself to a nice latte at your favorite cafe, turn on some music and dance while stuck in traffic, or order takeout for lunch and enjoy a moment of calm. Small adjustments can make a big difference when you're managing your emotions effectively. So remember, friends, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up for yourself, understanding your feelings, and navigating life's twists and turns with grace and resilience. And that's what we're all about here on Tap Out of Overstimulation. We want to equip you with the tools and insights to thrive, not just survive, in this crazy world. Now go out there, embrace your emotions, and show the world what you're made of. And don't forget to share your thoughts. Let me know in the comments what resonates most with you or what challenges you're facing when it comes to managing your feelings. Until next time, keep it real, keep it positive, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.